If you will to follow after the cross, if you understand why it is that you're alive and who God is and who you are, then you will desire with all of your heart to follow after him and all those things which come with following after him, which includes following of rules, but not because they're rules. Because in our hearts should be a desire to follow God, because God is perfect and good and holy. That's why we follow the commandments, not because they're some externally imposed thing. Even Orthodox Christians think this now. Now we have, outside of the church and infiltrating into the church, this idea that Christianity is just sort of what you think. You think things. And if you think it, it must be true. And so people justify all kinds of immoral behavior and also just lackadaisical behavior by what they think. In the Orthodox Church, we have people that say, well, I come to church when I need to. Oh, really? And how often do you eat? Oh, daily? 3 times a day? Maybe 4 or 5 times a day? You come to church when you need to. Oh, okay. Well, how about that you need to all the time? Or about prayer? I pray when I feel I need to pray. Really? When you feel you need to pray? Well, the Lord says, if you will, come after me and deny yourself and take up your cross. Does that sound like you're just giving yourself options here? Not at all. You must choose to not give yourself options. The Lord expects you to do this, but he doesn't force it upon you. You must choose to become a slave of God, because being a slave of God is to be free. Because everything else is really slavery, even though it appears sometimes to be freedom. So you must make this decision on your own. You must decide you want to follow Christ, because that's all that matters. Now, it will show in your life whether or not you've made this decision. If you're occasionally coming to church, well, you really haven't made that decision. If you pray haphazardly, if you have sins that you really don't want to stop, or perhaps have bought into the political speak of our days and say, well, you know, that's not really a sin. We're scientifically enlightened now. We understand these things better. All that kind of stuff. Then you have not willed to follow after Christ. It's your choice. We must choose, if we are to be saved, to will to come after Christ. This is not an option. It's an option to choose, but then it's not an option to endure what the consequence will be. The consequence of choosing to follow after Christ is life. The consequence of not to choose to follow after Christ is death. And there are a lot of people that walk through the doors of a church that have not chosen to follow after Christ. Do not kid yourself. And you should tremble and ask yourself, like the apostles, when the Lord said, one of you will deny me. They said, Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Even though, of course, it was Judas. Judas had it in his heart. The other apostles didn't. But the other apostles were humble enough to know that the world grabs at you and can take you away from your purpose. So the first thing that I want to tell you today is you must decide. You must have desire and intent. You must set your priorities properly and will to follow after the Lord. Now then follows the things that he tells you to do. But if you've made that decision and you say, I'm not giving this up, then you will be able to do these other things. Perhaps not always well, but you'll get better. But if you don't have this desire, then you're going to falter. Absolutely.